Crofton, Maryland, we go east of the Rockies. It's Jason, coast to coast. Hey, Jason.
Hi, how are you,
okay,
George?
Good.
Well, you know, I wanted to tell you. You just caught me. I'm like, my girlfriend said, give me some coffee. I said, well, I could be on the air.
Hey, it's better than a month and a half ago when Moondog from the Nighthawk Zone was on hold for over an hour. And when I went to him, I caught him flushing the toilet.
Hey, you know, that's all right. It's well worth the wait. Well, you know, I want to tell you a short story. I know that we're limited on time, and I want to give everybody a chance. But I touched on it with you probably, I don't know, maybe a year or two ago. The subject is children and pacemakers. And just really quick, when I was born transposition of the great arteries. Basically, your valves are crossed, and it's pumping out blue blood instead of the oxygenated blood.
Oh, my
blood.
God, yeah.
Yeah, so they went and they did corrective surgery, very risky at the time. Turns out on Christmas Eve, 1980, I was 6 years old playing with my brother, pillow fighting, and he got bored, got tired. And I said, well, will you get me a drink of water? He said, sure. Next thing I know, I'm passed out on the bed. I look up. There were the cops, or what I thought were the cops, which turned out later to be the EMS. Turns out I had a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
What happened was...
And how old are you now?
I'm 35 now.
All right, so number of years, you're still ticking.
Still ticking. He saved my life with CPR. And then the neighbor, my sister ran and got the neighbor.
Was your family, were they schooled in CPR because of your condition?
My parents weren't even home at the time. They were doing last-minute Christmas shopping. And here's the thing. They were driving down the road, and ahead of them they saw the ambulance. And they said, oh, it's turning down our street. I wonder if it's Mr. Schaefer. Well, because he's an elderly man.
Yeah,
he's
of course.
Known to have problems. Well, nope, it was me. And the neighbor, I have to give credit to my neighbor who got the bile out of me. I almost drowned in my own bile. So after my brother gave me CPR,
he's a hero. He's a hero.
And let me tell you, Ronald Reagan sent us a letter.
That's an amazing story.
Yeah, and so I'm doing a documentary about it, and hopefully it'll be released within a year. And if so, maybe we can do a more elaborate show. It's up to you guys. So it's
I'm intrigued. Jason, tell me, what have you done medically since then, since this has happened? What have they done with you?
Oh, medically, well, I've had five or six pacemaker installations. Now, here's the thing. In every 4 years, like clockwork, something would go wrong.
Why have you had so many pacemakers put in?
Well, first of all, the technology wasn't that great. You know, in the old days...
you've got good ones in there now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, nowadays they can cure. Well, they can do the atrial switch, is what it's called, at birth. But 35 years ago, they just didn't have the technology.
Exactly.
Didn't have the means. But there was... Doing the research for my documentary, there have been a lot of children who have grown up with pacemakers. And, you know, I've been very amazed to see that not very many medical shows or anything do that you see these kinds of
things. How big is it?
How big is my pacemaker? It could fit in the palm of my hand. It's a little larger than a silver dollar.
Can you see it sticking out of your chest?
Yeah. Well, it's actually in my abdomen because when I was a child, they stuck it in my abdomen because I was more prone to get knocked around.
Well, now, like, is it sticking out where you can see it, or is it inside and it's sticking, it's pushing out?
It's inside your abdomen. It's just a little bump. You can feel it. And
all right, so if they need to change it, would they just slice you and put a new one in?
They cut in the old incision, and then they slip the battery pack out and connect the lead that's already in there. This last operation I had in 2008, they had to deflate my left lung and go in through my back because basically I've had so many operations.
Oh, my God.
They're running out of space to go in and snake the catheters in and do the wires. And this last checkup I went to out in Phoenix, that's where my doctor is, he said, well, we did a pacemaker check. Here's the thing. Your pacer's firing on the second lead, but it's not connecting to your heart muscle and shocking it. It's just caught in your scar tissue. And we're not going to worry about it now because your atrial lead is fine, which is dope.
Yeah.
So I could go in. So I've battled this for all my life. And then there's the insurance aspect and then the spiritual aspect. So over the years, listening to Art Bell and you and the show, I thought, man, if I can. So I feel it coming together, and now I have the means to put the documentary together.
You put that together, then get back to me, okay?
All right, George. Well, I appreciate you for your time. Thank you very much. All right.